Well, it certainly sounds good to hear that. And as a design today, that's, I think it's really hitting us what we achieved yesterday. It was a wonderful game, great occasion, and quite a big crowd of Hughes on the goal support. And yeah, it's great. It's very important that we, you know, do we get silverware as we go along to really mark the steps that the hurling's taken in the county. And Ray Durack's seniors have taken Donegal hurling to places it hasn't been before. And it's important that at underage that we back that up. And the boys really did it yesterday. It was absolutely fantastic. Great occasion and great win for us, yeah.
Yeah, you just mentioned it there about how much of a lift this one has given the group of players. But for Donegal hurling and for young guys coming up through the ranks, they now know that it is achievable, that something can be won at All-Ireland level in hurling.
Absolutely, yeah. And as I said, over the last, this didn't happen, as you can imagine, Ashton, overnight. There's a huge amount of work been done by the clubs, and the reflection of that is that there were seven clubs represented and a very good spread of clubs on this the team yesterday. On top of that, the county board has done huge work over the last number of years, putting structures in place to bring through the talent that's been developed by the clubs. So, you know, we have always have work to do. We always want to improve, but certainly things have looked very good and are looking very good. And I suppose this team in particular, they would have been the first team to play in Division 1 of the minor Ulster League 3 years ago. And also they would have been the second team to play in the Ulster Championship proper. So a lot of these boys have been reared on playing the Antrims and the Downs of the world, which is a big step up for Donegal hurling. And along the way, they've had a few beatings, but they've also had some good success. And it's what we want is that it becomes the norm for young players and Donegal hurlers to play at this higher level and that they have that expectation.
Yeah. Let's just reflect back on the game now last night. A very tight game against Tyrone. The goal, obviously, a couple of minutes from the end was the decisive score, but it was a real tight final yesterday, Paddy.
It really was. When you're on the sideline, you probably don't realise it. You know, I'm sure the people looking at it, speaking to them afterwards, it was a fantastic spectacle. It was a great game to watch. And I give credit to the referee as well, because he really let the two teams play, and there was very few frees in the game. As reflected, we scored 111. One of that was from frees, so 10 points, and Tyrone exactly the same. Some of the score taking was fantastic. We were level at half-time, 6-6, and we had the breeze in the second half, so we were quite happy with that. But as we expected with Tyrone, we just could not pull away from them. There was never more than a point between the sides all the way through the second half. And, you know, when you're caught up in the game, you probably don't realise just how exciting it is. You're just trying to look for an edge all the time. And to be honest, at the end, we could say we had a little bit of luck with the goal. Eddie Lynch, our goal scorer, is adamant that he went for it. And I would well believe it. Eddie would be that audacious. He would try. And he got the goal that mattered. But I have to say, it came from our fellas. Bernard Lafferty won the free, winning a ball he had absolutely no right to win. And it was launched from the midfield and halfback area. Just when the battle was really at its height in those last couple of minutes, the Air Boys really stood up, and it was a fantastic game. Two great teams, really, and some top class hurling.
Yeah, some good stuff played yesterday, and the competition is not over because you're on now to a quarter final of an All Ireland series, and it's Mayo in a couple of weeks' time, and you've had your celebrations, but you'll be knuckling down shortly again, Paddy, to focus on that one.
Absolutely, we couldn't look beyond yesterday, obviously, but I suppose it was in the back of our heads, back in of Tyrone's head as well. Like, one of the big prizes of winning the All Ireland is to get playing in the higher level, which we you know, it's very important for our players to be exposed to that, and we always want to test ourselves, and this is going to be a serious test in 2 weeks' time. So as you said, you've always must celebrate a championship victory and an All Ireland victory that we had yesterday. But we'll be very conscious now of getting the boys back together this week and preparing for the Mayo game, which is going to be a tall order because it is a big step up in standard. But that's where we want our boys to be.
Yeah, just finally on that point, because you mentioned it earlier in the piece where you were taking on the Downs and the Antrims, you can only now learn really from this experience. And if you want to go up another couple of grades over the next number of years, this is where you have to be to test yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, the our fellas, We would expect quite a lot of this under 21 squad are going to be pushing hard for senior places over the next couple of years. And the established senior players realise that, and I'm sure they're ready for the challenge. And the only way, it's the same in every sport, the only way you can improve is to be playing better opposition. And and said that some of the teams we played in the C Championship we just finished were well prepared and had some top class hurlers. But we want the challenge as well of playing in the higher level competition. And let's see where we stand.